Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. So this is day 15 on the 15th of December, and today's episode is entitled Advent Messenger. Our Bible reading is Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. The angel, the messenger, said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." If you're like me, your phone or tablet is full of communication apps. So I've got Messengers, you know, the texting app, Messenger, the Facebook communication app. I've got WhatsApp and the Messages bit of Twitter and similar bits of other social media apps. And of course, there's Mail for sending email, or you can get on the phone and speak to someone and chat. But even that you can do these days, not just on your mobile or landline, but online, maybe on Skype or FaceTime. And then there's that good old-fashioned way of communicating. I think it's called talking. That seems to work too. I highly recommend it. There are just so many ways, aren't there, to communicate these days. With all these different ways of communicating, I find it hard to keep up with them all, which means, if I'm honest, I sometimes miss a message or occasionally find it a bit late. With so many options, messaging can be quite hard these days. But go back to the first Advent. People never struggle with God's messaging. Seems to me, like my iPhone, God used multiple methods, but each one was just perfect for the person receiving it and for the context they were in. Basically, the Lord found a way to get people's attention and to communicate clearly. Let me give you some examples. So he messaged through scripture, using God's eternal word to speak to people. We see this, for instance, in the way the leaders in Jerusalem, as they read the Bible, they told Herod that the chosen one, according to Micah 5, will be born in Bethlehem. Then God messaged through dreams to Joseph, to the wise men, to Joseph again. God messaged through the encouraging words of older people like Simeon and Anna. He messaged through prophetic people like Mary, Zechariah, Simeon. God messaged even through the stars, through the constellations, to the wise men. You know, God found a way for the right people at the right time to receive the right message, the good news that Jesus Christ, the Saviour, had been born. But notice something important about the messaging. It actually wasn't sent to everyone, not all at once. Many people got on with their life that first Advent, totally unaware that Christ had been born. They only got the message if it was passed on by someone who'd already received it. All this reminds us that unless God's good news message is forwarded, then it'll be kept to a select few. But that's not how it's meant to be. The message is meant to be passed on. The shepherds, they model this so well for us, don't they? Remember Luke 2:17? When they'd seen him, they spread the word about what they'd been told. When we do this, we must try to communicate well and appropriately to each person in every situation, like God did that first Advent. If we ask his Spirit, he will show us and guide us to do this appropriately. Many will respond, many will be interested, but it's good to be aware that that doesn't mean everyone will like the message. Of course not. In fact, the Advent stories show us that even with the best intentions, some will respond negatively. In fact, we've got such an extreme example in these stories, haven't we, of the bad King Herod, who did something extreme and tragic, ordering the killing of innocent children. Not everyone will respond positively, and we must be prepared for that, and certainly be prepared for a no. A few might find the message threatening. I need to hand my life over to Jesus. A few might find the message offensive. I need saving from sin. A few might think the message simplistic. A baby in a manger? A few might think the message unbelievable. Angels? Virgin birth? Dreams? Really? A few might find the message irrelevant. What's this got to do with my life today? But others will be open and interested and ready, especially if the message is covered in prayer and shared kindly with love. So don't be put off sharing the good news. Not everyone will be ready, of course, to receive it, but many will. It really is the best message of all time. So forward it. Be an Advent messenger today with lots of courage and lots of love.